about 8:21 on today's date. At FM 45, at FM 1644 in Robinson County, we had a truck tractor semi trailer, basically a rock truck, and a train collision at that intersection. The accident is actually on 45 near 1644. As far as we can tell, is that we had a trucker approaching the train track, and he had a couple other trucks in front of him that had went across, and he was the third one, and I think it looked like realizing he wasn't going to be able to make it across the track before the train got there, he attempted to hit his brakes. And actually, because of the weight, he was loaded with rock. He carried on to the track when he got struck by the train. CVE guys was called to the scene. He did have some brake problems that was cited as far as out of adjustment stuff. But basically, that's kind of what how this accident happened, we think, today.
The railroad crossing doesn't have cross arms?
No, it just has the lights. Don't have the cross arms.
Was the trucker hurt or anybody on the train hurt?
Yes. What I've got here is minor injuries to train conductor and driver of the truck. Neither subjects were transported by medics. It says here the conductor transported to hospital by friends, and minor injuries released from hospital. Driver truck treated and released at scene. So basically, we don't have any major injuries.
And nothing derailed?
No derailment that I'm aware of.
And no spills?
Well, the only spillage we had was the rock that he was carrying. So that ended up in the bar ditch.
Did the train hit the trailer or the...
Yeah, it hit the trailer.
Okay. Has the railroad reopened then?
Yeah, they're cleared from the scene, so yes, sir. I had talked at noon when talking to the trooper. He said it'd be another hour or two. So
sure.
So it'd been closed for about 6 hours or more.
And whose railroad is that?
It's going to be Union Pacific.